KORN News Radio Sports for this Thursday, March 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The NFL set to open the season on a Wednesday for just the second time ever. The defending Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks will host the first game of the 2026 season. NFL announced this week that the Seahawks will play the opener on Wednesday, September 9th, a day earlier than usual, because they're going to start week one in Australia on Thursday night between San Francisco and the LA Rams. The only other time that the NFL's opened up on a Wednesday was back in 2012 when Dallas visited the New York Giants. That's because President Barack Obama was speaking on that Thursday at the Democratic National Convention. LA Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua is facing a civil lawsuit after a woman alleges that he made anti-Semitic remarks and later bit her on the shoulder this past New Year's Eve. The lawsuit cites assaults, battery, and negligence. A hearing is scheduled for April 14th. Nakua's attorney denies the allegations, calling them a blatant lie, and says multiple witnesses confirmed that he never made the statements. The attorney also characterized the alleged biting as horseplay and announced plans to file a defamation suit against the plaintiff. This comes months after Nacua apologized for an anti-Semitic gesture that he made during a live stream on the internet, which the Rams condemned. The Tennessee Titans say that their new enclosed stadium in Nashville remains on schedule for completion in February of next year. Team officials report construction is progressing on a $2.1 billion stadium with the goal of opening for the 2027 season. The new stadium will feature a significantly larger locker room, upgraded player amenities, and expanded spaces for families and also female coaching staff. For fans, the stadium will include major accessibility upgrades with 44 escalators and 27 elevators to improve movement throughout the venue. Construction crews are preparing to install the stadium's enclosed roof system later this spring, with translucent panels expected to be in place by October. The WNBA will hold an expansion draft for their new franchises in Toronto and in Portland coming up next week on April 3rd. A coin toss will be held tomorrow, with the winning franchise getting to choose. They can either have the first pick in the expansion draft or the number 6 pick in the college draft coming up April 13th. Whichever team doesn't get the 6th pick in the college draft will then choose 7th. The rules for the expansion draft were announced a day after the WNBA's Board of Governors ratified the new collective bargaining agreement. The expansion teams in Portland and Toronto will choose among players that were left unprotected by their current teams. Detroit point guard Cade Cunningham's eligibility for individual awards, such as a spot on the All-NBA team, is in some doubt because of the 65-game rule for such awards. The Players Association said this week that that should not be the case. The Players Association says it wants to see the rule that it agreed to through the collective bargaining agreement be changed. Currently, Cunningham has appeared in 61 games this season. He's expected to miss several more games while recovering from a collapsed lung. If he misses too many, he would fall short of that 65-game threshold and be ineligible for any NBA awards this season. And that's a look at your sports for this Thursday, March 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.